Straight A's. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, everybody. It's here. We're finally into, finally, says I. We're literally out of one short week into another short week next week.
I suppose people listening to they could be listening at any stage. Oh. By the time they get around to this episode, it might be nearly Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, God, it could be. Yeah, it could be.
But anyway, for us, it's our Easter weekend.
Easter weekend.
So obviously, we're going to have to be, you know, not this podcast is going to have to be different. It can't be any, because it's a very religious time. Obviously, Good Friday, we're recording this. And you know what I mean? You're going to be no swearing, obviously.
Ah.
There'll be no references to any sort of, like, inappropriate behaviour.
Too fucking late, holy God. I beat you to it this time.
Oh, my God.
I'm the man that gets in front of you this time.
There's me thinking the worst that could happen is you start talking about chocolate and meat.
Well, I am. I haven't even got started on them. Yes. Too late, holy God. We beat you there this time where we're in there before, because this is all about chocolate for us. Chocolate and indulgence. The indulgence of chocolate. It's also a very high stakes weekend for Jim McCabe, as he has just decided to start living healthy again, which is going to be hilarious on Tuesday morning.
I know, yeah. Because technically, right at the moment, I'm a couple of weeks without I was going to say a couple of weeks without a jar.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks without visiting the pub.
I know. Well, and
I've had a sneaky can.
And here's a note. Oh, have you? Oh,
yeah. I know what I mean. I never said I was going off the drink. I just said I was going to.
I'm off the pints. I'm on the cans. That's brilliant.
I'm off the pubs now. I'm off the pubs now, Father. I'm into the drinking at home.
I'm into the drink. I'm into the solo drinking with no company. You know, straight out of the can. Yeah.
And yeah, I was trying to be good, and I was trying to lose a few pounds for the old holidays coming up.
Oh, yeah, me too.
We're going on holidays in May or whatever, and it's very unfair of Easter to crop up in the middle of when I was trying to, you know.
Oh, it's very unfair. Very unfair. Not half as unfair as Jim when he talks about his missus, because he's great at using her as a crutch. Jim is great for doing this thing. And you know what I mean? I actually agree with him. So I just want to say, by the way, if you're listening to this, Yvonne, you know what I mean? You want to watch yourself. Because, Jim would be like, I'm off the shit now. I'm off the shit. That's the end.
That's the end of the crisps and the chocolate and the whole
thing.
And then
there'll be a moment's silence. It's just a few seconds and you'll go, oh, she'll want to go for the point, I suppose. I wouldn't want to leave her on her own. It'd be something like that. And then, you know,
I'll tell you what, I blame her on it all the time, right? I have to say. And I do think there's a shred of truth in this, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you go healthy eating,
and
you start doing the thing where you're.
I'm agreeing with
and
you.
And you're
now.
Cutting out all. Say you're just going to cut out all the heavy calorie sauces. Or you're going
to
cut out all the breaded stuff. Yeah,
I know. Just going to cook at home for a month.
And then. Yeah, Yvonne doesn't take that well at all.
Yeah.
No, what'd you say? No gravy? Yeah, I was just going to say we leave the gravy. No gravy. That's what you want me to eat. No gravy. Literally. Yeah. Food there with no gravy on it at all. Is that what you're saying? And then you swear right now.
Yeah, it's food with no gravy. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, can I put butter on them? Well, I mean, I'm just saying it's. I mean, you can do anything you want.
You can
I'm
do
just
what
saying
you want. Well, we're not going to do it on my own, are we? Like, you can do anything you want on your own. I couldn't give a fuck. Oh, really? Yeah, you couldn't give a fuck either. Here, come on. I'm just saying I don't want gravy. You can do whatever you want.
Wow.
Or you get the whole thing, you know.
The trouble is I do want gravy. So then I... See, that's what...
But it's that's like, it. You
it's a reverse thing. That's what happens. I go kind of like, oh, yeah, well, no, to be fair to you. And then I'll have the gravy, which I always wanted anyway.
Or else I get the whole thing and go, I'm off fucking chocolate. I'm not eating it. I'm off chocolate. I'm not eating it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it. Don't you be buying it, I'll be saying to her. Please, don't be buying it. I can't help yourself. I'm like a heroin addict.
You are an addict with chocolate, though.
Don't buy it. She's like, I won't buy it. She comes in, and I'm lying on the ground, and there's an empty Easter egg packet. She goes, you didn't want chocolate. Like, I didn't want it this morning. I wanted it an hour ago.
Yeah, I didn't want it when it wasn't in the house.
Yeah, I didn't want it, yeah. And then I wanted it, okay? I changed my fucking mind. She didn't mind judging me, you know what I mean?
John PJ is like, right, he told me a story yesterday. Was it yesterday or... Anyway, sometime during the week, he told me the story about this lad that he remembers from years ago who was in a band, right? He was a drummer in a band.
Yes.
Right?
The captain will refer to him as, yeah.
Yeah. And apparently, right, this lad... Now, you know, God love him. He may or may not have had a problem when it came to, you know, having a pint or whatever.
I think he was just mad.
Have been just... But he used to sort of somehow both sort of blame himself... For things that he do, and then absolve himself as though he was talking about somebody in the third party.
I used to copy him some the odd time with Jake Stevens because it was such an amazing thing.
Right.
So you'd ring him up and say, that money that we gave you to bring to the demo guy. Right?
Yeah.
They'd say, have you paid him? He's on the phone looking at me. He goes, you're not going to believe what happened. And they'd be there, what happened? He goes, I can't believe it. I don't even know how to tell you. I was walking down to pay him, and I went into a pub and drank the whole fucking lot. And they'd be like, you did what? And he goes, I can't believe it.
Telling it like he was the victim.
I was on the way to pay. And then I just went, I says, I'll have one. I fucking drank the whole lot. I can't believe it. I'm absolutely fucking disgusted now. I really am. I don't know what we're going to do now. I'm really after leaving us in a hole here now. This is disgraceful. This is actually disgraceful. And they'd be like, but you're the one that did it.
Yeah, you did it.
I know. I'm after telling
you
the story.
That's what I'm telling you.
I'm after telling you.
Yeah.
And the fucking money's gone now. What are we going to do? This is outrageous. This is actually outrageous. I can't get anything done.
Yeah. That is a gift of a thing.
He used to do it all the time. Like they were saying, we were talking to Dave here, and he turned up for gigs and all. He turned up with no drums and everything. You get a drummer, where's the drum kit? And he goes, oh, I can't believe it.
I'm at the fucking walking off that.
I didn't bring it.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, so what are we going to do? And then he'd be the one to go, well, that's fucking ridiculous now after forgetting the drums. How are we going to do the gig? What are we going to do? We've no drum kit. I'm here and we've no kit. This is... Can someone go and get it? Because this is... Are we going to, like, get someone else's kit? What are we going to do?
Oh,
this is fucking outrageous. This is amateur hour. This is amateur hour now.
The man was just outside himself whenever he did that in Rome.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Yeah,
and that's the way you are with chocolate, is it?
This is the same.
What are we going to do now? I'm out there eating 4 Easter eggs. I was off chocolate.
I was off chocolate.
What are we going to do now? That's ridiculous.
You're after eating everything. None of us have eaten now. I'll be there to Kelly. None of us have eaten. Don't be giving it all to me. I don't have any snacks. I can't have any snacks. Neither can I. They're all fucking gone, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I ate them earlier on. What are we going to do now?
Yeah, the whole lot yesterday. I even ate the box we got for your ma. They're gone. Now what are we going to do? Yeah.
Man, that's fucking
brilliant. And this is the same fella who I met him with me dog. And the dog jumped up on him. He was rubbing the dog. He was great. Animals loved him. They must have seen there was something connection with him. You know? And he was rubbing the dog. And he goes, great, lovely girl. Lovely, absolutely beautiful girl. And I went, it's a boy, actually. And he goes, oh, yeah, okay. We're going to have to agree to disagree on that one. He said to me about my dog.
You knew it was a boy.
I said, it's my fucking dog. It was 10 years old at the time. And he's like, no, well, I think you're about to get a bit of a shock. I'm not going to get a shock. It's my dog.
Oh, my God. I love that. You have to tip your hat to a bloke like that.
Oh, yeah,
literally like,
remarkable,
be to blame and yet still the victim
of every story. You're not going to believe what's after happening. That's what I remember. Like, I've taken stuff from him over the years. One of those things is, you're not going to believe what's after happening. Then he tells the story about himself, you know.
Yeah.
And you know,
like, he can't believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he had an outer body experience.
Have you got the money? You're not going to believe what's after happening. You're just not going to believe it. I spent it all on cigarettes. And like, this is
yeah. Why? Exactly. I don't know.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't even want to smoke. I was hungry. And that's fucking ridiculous, isn't it? That'll be his thing. And by the way, I'm still hungry, so if anyone has any food, I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this was his thing, yeah. Yeah, an absolute head case. But I've robbed bits from him over the years because he was such a character, you know.
Yeah.
Such an amazing sort of character. Like, hard to be around in real life, but hilarious when you hear the stories at a later date. We all know people like
that's
that.
That's
the bomber and all. You know what I mean? Be like that, you know.
That's the thing, though, about it's stuff like that. In you know, when there's a bit of distance between you and it, it's hilarious. And when you're in it, it's a chaos. And
Absolute
it's a nightmare because
you're
trying to... For anybody around that bloke, literally their lives are on tenterhooks
all the time. Because you're just waiting for him to do something.
To do something mad.
And then turn around and say, I can't believe... Why always me? Because it is always you.
You do it.
Because you're the one doing it. So why am I always doing it? Because you're a fucking nut. You're absolutely mental and you won't get help. That's why, you know, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know, yeah. It's hilarious, you know. I think everybody knows people like that in their lives.
And you've, in fairness, you've adopted just one aspect of his character and purely, to be fair to you, in relation to just chocolate.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I suppose he was probably the last of a certain time of Ireland when... You weren't seen as being mentally ill. You were seen as being a bit of a character.
Character,
you know?
That was the great...
He was one of those, you know. Like, we had a fella, Holy Joe, around here. He used to put dead birds in bags and chase young ones. So we were always like...
What?
Yeah, Holy Joe and everything. He was a header.
Jeez, you know? Put birds in bags.
He'd chase people with you, you know.
Jeez, you had it. I mean,
there was another fella who used to walk around with his arm spinning full 360 degrees. Around Artane he was.
Whoa.
And spinning his arm and making the noise of a car. And if you
because we had a famous guy who used to have a thing about buses.
Oh,
and he'd wait at the bus stop and he'd have a piece of cardboard which he'd use as the steering wheel of a bus. And all the bus drivers ended up knowing him, and conductors and all. And he used to get on, and they'd let him sort of stand at the front of the bus, and he'd be just turning this piece of cardboard like he was driving the bus.
See, there you go. And you'd call your man over, Eric, who was pretending to be a car, right?
Yeah.
And say, "Hey, Eric, how are you?" And he'd come over, and he'd roll down the window to talk to you. But he was just a man. He just do the same thing.
So he was highway. He was in the middle of the street, like.
No, he'd be walking down the path, going
swinging his arm.
Swinging his arm. You go, "All right, Eric," and he'd stop and he'd pretend to roll down the window. And go, "How's it going, lads?" And you'd be there going, "Yeah, not too bad." You go, "Yeah, where are you off to?" "I'm just going into town." He wasn't going into town. We were in Harmon, so it would take him all day to go down.
Yeah.
I said, "We'll see you later," and he goes, "Yeah, see you later," and he pretends to roll up the window and then go and walk off again.
That is my God.
And like,
Ireland.
Nowadays,
can you imagine if you'd have had your moment back in the day?
My breakdown. Can you imagine? Yeah. Well, I would have just been. Unfortunately, I didn't have any of those quirks. I was just went a bit mad. So people would. I would have been one of those. But he's troubled with his nerves.
Yeah, he's taken to the bed.
He's taken to the bed. Yeah. Yeah. He's
not trouble with his nerves.
He's trouble with his nerves. That's what people used to say.
That was always the one.
You get anxiety.
Or he's taken to the bed.
Yeah, anxiety that you can't get out of bed for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah. Afraid of your own shadow.
And always trouble with his nerves. What do you mean trouble with his nerves? Well, ever since he saw all those people murdered, he's been shaking a bit, you know.
Jesus.
You know, wouldn't be post-traumatic stress or.
And when you think about the amount of and they were called characters.
Characters, yeah.
And they'd be like everywhere, like
Dublin celebrating.
They became famous. Yeah, that's
bang,
what I'm saying.
Bang, famous bang bang.
That's right.
Who had the big key and he used to jump onto all the buses and trams and go bang bang, and people would, far from people saying get off your headcase or go get help, they used to pretend to be dead to encourage him to do it again.
Jesus.
So he was there, and then there was 40 Coates who used to go around, and he'd have the.
I don't remember him as much.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I always thought he was a fictional character.
No, he was the fictional character came after the.
Yeah.
He was a lad who wore millions of jackets. He used to walk around Dublin, you know.
Jesus.
Keeping all the stuff so no one would know what was in his pockets. And then there was loads of other ones. I'm trying to think of them, but there was a whole Billy and the Bell. Oh no, he was a murderer. That's a different thing.
Was your woman the religious woman in O'Connell Street? Was
Mary,
she,
do you remember Mary? Yeah,
with the she had the cross
with
and
the
everything.
Cross and all,
and she used to dance.
She used to dance around the middle of O'Connell Street.
Yeah,
and everyone just goes, she's fair play to her.
Like, I leave her to it. Yeah.
At least she's something to do. She's something to go.
At least she's something to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God,
something to do. Yeah.
Always good to have a purpose in life, I find.
Yeah, and even just to the sort of milder sort of version. I remember we used to go to Mass. My man and all would make us go to Mass and everything, especially around Easter time and everything. And you know the way there's always be one person that's very loud. Do you ever see that person in
Mass?
So you go in.
With their prayers and all?
Yeah, so they do the whole. And the response is, may the Lord bless us and save us.
Yeah.
That's it. And everyone else kind of goes, and the priest goes, how's it going?
And you go,
may the Lord bless us and save us. One.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
those people who always knew all the. Because, like, let's face it, right? With the exception of one or two prayers, like.
Yeah.
Nobody fully knew all the words of everything.
Not really.
Just, I mean,
no.
You'd get your Our Father and your Hail Mary. You'd have them.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, it would get into all these other weird things that they used to say, and yet you were supposed to know the bits to respond with.
Yeah. And
nobody fully knew. You had to go with the old kind of, like, you know.
But there'll be one person standing there, the light and the saints, and may see Jesus and the sacrificial angels that came down from heaven with the bigs, with the seven knives, chased away the dinosaurs, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they'd know, and it'd be really loud. And
I don't remember that in the scripture.
You'd be trying to giggle and all, your mum'd be there, don't you be laughing.
Yeah.
Don't you be laughing in church.
Oh,
and you'd be there, trying not to laugh, but you'd be waiting for it then, you know.
Yeah. And, do you know the other thing
and
that's it.
Go now in peace, to love and serve the Lord. Amen!
Yeah. But the other thing that used to always get me was, you know the way nobody could ever decide when you were supposed to kneel down?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do,
there'd be people kneeling, and
somebody would ring the bell and
somebody would kneel down, but other people wouldn't. And you never quite knew what was...
What were you supposed to do?
Was it some sort of statement thing? Was it like a protest kneel down?
What was
going on there?
I don't know. And I remember once going to...
And you'd be caught in between. You'd be on the edge of your seat wondering, I don't really know what to do. Am I supposed to be kneeling down? Because your man is, but she's not.
If it wasn't a bench in front of you, you'd be doing lunges the whole way up the short. And like...
Yeah.
One time I was at a Protestant Catholic...
A
wedding.
Oh.
And so, you know the way they put the bride's family on one side and the groom's family on the other side, right? So obviously all the Protestants de facto ended up on one side and the Catholics ended up on the other side.
Oh my God.
And they had a Catholic service or a mixed service. So it meant Protestant hymns, you know, went in. Because you know the way they sing songs we never sang in Protestant churches.
Oh yeah, they always have those big...
things bright and beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and songs that don't seem to have an air to them. And Jesus said, Hosanna, da, 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 when you come down in the ground and the devil goes down, and the Lord will say... It's like, they seem very random.
Yeah.
So there was lots of them, and the Catholics didn't know what was going on. And then there was all the kneeling down and all, that they don't do, really.
Yeah.
And they didn't know what was going on.
Oh, my God.
And so it was a really bizarre sort of service.
But it was like the North in microcosm.
Yeah, barbed wire love. That's what we were calling it, barbed wire love.
Through the barricades.
Through the barricades. Yeah, everybody meeting. Trying to do our best to make the other half feel as welcome as you could, you know.
And what is the, what's the thing with the, what is it that Protestants don't believe in that we do?
Transubstantiation is a main one.
Right.
That the actual bread and wine turns into the actual body and blood of Christ.
So did it turn into a pantomime where the priest went, body of Christ, and all the Protestants went, oh, no, it isn't. And all the Catholics responded with, oh yes it is.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it? And then he puts the thing back in the tabernacle and all the Catholics went, it's peace behind you.
Oh my God. Right.
Yeah, that's amazing.
This will be the first one that ever, this will be the first podcast we've ever done that never gets aired. Right, before we get into more trouble, here's some of the best bits from during the week. We had loads going on this week. It was great fun this week. We ended up talking about Finland. Apparently, everybody should go to Finland because they're unbelievably happy.
Apparently so. As you'll see, we don't fully buy it.
Yeah, we don't really get it, to be perfectly honest with you. On the weekend, this weekend, of course, is the start, depending on when you're listening to this. But anyway, it's Easter weekend for us and it's the start of summertime. The clocks are going to go forward.
Yeah. And the circumstances that are sort of arises with that. And
there's one particular institution.
There's one particular establishment that's going to struggle. You'll hear
big
about
time,
it.
Big time. Also, BJ never misses an opportunity to give Coldplay a bit of stick. And they've embroiled themselves. They knew nothing about it, but they've been dragged into a controversy.
Dragged into a controversy that they, even they don't deserve this kind of grief, to be honest.
Absolutely. And then food, naturally, it wouldn't be PJ and Jim if food didn't crop up somewhere. But lies, people, the lies that goes on about food.
Oh, yeah. The thing, you say anything to get a kid to do what they're supposed to do.
Exactly.
You know? And nowadays it's all about being honest with kids. Don't be honest with kids. They're idiots. They'll grow out of it. Just tell them what you have, say what you have to say.
Half the time. They won't even remember anyway.
True enough.
The only person they'll ever tell in the future is that therapist. It's grand.
Yeah, and that's grand. They're going to need them anyway. Trust me. Everybody has a therapist now. Every Yahoo. You can't even use a key as a gun on a tram and someone doesn't tell you need a therapist these days.
Anyway, have a listen to these and we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Look, if you are struggling in the rain and the fact that it's a Monday, right, and you're feeling a bit, maybe Farmhand Steve is feeling a bit, because it is a Monday.
Okay, for you and I,
Monday's not the worst. Tuesday's the worst. But for a lot of people, they still get the old Monday blues. You wake up on Monday
and
you think you've got the entire week of work ahead of you. It's raining outside, even though PJ said it would never rain again. And all of that sort of stuff is going on. And you might not be happy. Maybe you should wake up on your Mondays in Finland.
Maybe you should wake up on your Mondays in Finland. Absolutely. Because Finland, for the seventh year in a row, has been voted the world's happiest country. And I really do wonder what it is they have to be so happy about.
Right.
You know, because you'd have to say.
Because you've been to Finland. You can testify.
I've been to Finland. I've been to Helsinki and Heinola. Where I've performed as Jake Stevens in the Heinola Championships. The
World Karaoke
Championships is over there. I competed in that.
Yeah. And were they all really... Because to be honest with you, I remember that clip and they didn't seem that happy to see you.
No, they weren't. They weren't, honestly. And nothing against Finlanders. Finlanders are lovely people.
They just weren't happy at that stage.
And Finlandia is a nice place. I mean, I've nothing bad to say about it. But I won't say it was like flipping Disneyland. So I don't know where the 7 years in a row... So you start to look at, well, why? And they say, well... people, it's one of those places where if you drop a wallet, it's most likely to be returned and not emptied. And people help each other day in and day out. High quality universities and health and education opportunities aren't bad. And
is it not really expensive?
Very expensive for things like that are fun that I remember. Yeah, I think so, isn't it?
Is the whole Scandinavia thing not that there? It's kind of
now apparently Finland
quite expensive.
Are very quick to warn you. They don't count themselves as Scandinavian.
Oh right,
apparently
okay.
They're something different.
What are they?
Well, happy by all accounts, but I don't understand what the reason
right,
is.
Right, okay, so they're not, all right.
Yeah, they're very quick to say they're not Scandinavian. I don't know why, I don't really understand all that, but yeah.
So what is Finland like? So you were there, was it snow on the ground when you were there? No, you were there in the summertime.
I was there in the summertime, yeah. It was grand, like, you know, and people were nice and all, and food was okay. Saw a lot of good petrol stations, very well kept.
Wow, nothing says happy country like a well-kept petrol station. Man, that's
what I remember.
Oh, no wonder they're so happy. Sure, you drive into a petrol station, sure, it's gleaming.
Yeah, and I'll tell you
could eat your dinner off.
I'll tell you why I think they might be happy, right? Here's my take on it.
Right.
They really have an absolute dedication to leaving each other alone. When you see a queue for the bus in Finland, you want to see how far apart they are. Two arms lengths away from each other. And there's park benches that just take one person. So no one can sit beside you.
Wow.
They're like park seats. They're not benches. Do you know what I mean?
I have to say, you're selling it to me.
Yeah. See, this is it. And then, there's no expectation to talk to a stranger. There's no small talk, really, as such, that I saw.
Great.
Everybody now, really leaves each other. Really leave each other.
Some people might misinterpret that as loneliness. But no, it's actually just
I think
respect for each other.
If you get onto the bus in Finland and there's one other fella on it and he's at the front, you sit at the back upstairs.
Yeah.
There's like you.
But
I'd do that
if I had the option anyway. At the just, you know.
I know, yeah. Ah, you've got to... it's Findless and Finland. There's something in that, I think.
There is.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. We leave each other alone.
You leave
well.
Each other alone. Oh, and honestly, that's true. If you look at it, people of Finglas and the people of Finland, they never really mix. And you want to wonder why. I think it's it's a sort of internal agreement.
Something in that.
They don't go on about it, either of them. But it's
and come here,
it.
When you were there in the summertime, was it nice weather and everything, was it?
It was all right.
Because, you know, I'm sorry, but you just inherently think
dark.
Of Finland and, you know, you're kind of associated with Iceland.
Yeah,
and
up the north
all
there.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah, dark and gloomy. And
yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, well, to be honest with you, there was a few towns I went through and they were actually in black and white.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. But did you get a sense of joy and happiness when you were going around the place?
I did, but I'll be honest with you. It was when I met the other Irish lads.
Right.
You know, like... I don't remember at any stage going, this is like Disneyland. I'm coming back here again.
Right.
I've no complaints, but... I suppose it was like when I go to my GP, I always think they have a grand waiting room there.
But it's not like you're booking your next appointment.
But I never look forward to go back. I never say, I should get an old injection now. So I can enjoy that room again.
Wow.
It's very well surprising. You always meet nice people in it.
Surprising Finland don't use that on their posters. Finland, the GP waiting room of Europe.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Always good to do a bit, you know, do a bit to help other people. To
well, this is
charity,
it, Jim.
Kind of, you know, get in there and kind of do your bit, you know, volunteer, all that sort of carry on.
And there's a great statistic actually in the paper today about half of people, literally 50% of people, that's one in every three, would love to volunteer for something. You know, they want to contribute to society, give of their time. But they don't know how to go about it. They don't know where to start. They say they don't know what local charities would need them, how they'd be useful to them, who to approach, how to approach.
Yeah, that's a fair point, actually.
And not even just that, like with sports groups, local clubs. They really want to give up their time, but just don't know how to go about it. Now, they ask the same people randomly, do you know where the local three closest takeaways to your house is and how to contact them? And they all said, yeah, I do, yeah, all of them, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Chinese up there, there's the thing. That's not. So it's kind of a focus thing as well, right?
Right.
But half
so
people,
there's so in other words, it's that sort of like, oh, no, I'd like to do me, I'd like to help out, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, no, I'm very giving, I'm very generous.
Like that, yeah.
In other words, it's a little bit of the old, what's the expression they use for that? You know, highlighting your virtue kind of signalling or whatever, right? It's a little bit of that,
maybe.
You know what I mean? But they don't want it enough to have to do a bit of research.
Yeah, to like, you know, Google
to actually find out, or God forbid, ring somebody up and go, how are you doing? Listen, I'd like to help out. Is there anything I can do?
Do you need anyone? and also, there's a bit of fear in it. Because anyone who's volunteered before well, not anyone, but not, I always say no good deed goes unpunished. And I know a lot of people, and I think it's happened to me with some stuff, where you volunteer of your time, and all of a sudden you go, oh, yeah, I didn't sign up for it. I wanted to help. I become a full-time worker, you know.
Yeah.
Like people who volunteer for local GAA clubs and all. And the next thing it's like, you want me to wash 100 jerseys in my washing machine? Or in my house?
Yeah, and that's what I mean. When people think in their minds, those who aren't volunteering, right, when they think in their minds,
yeah,
they kind of frame it in something that would suit their lifestyle.
Of course they do.
You know what I mean? Like, I've got a couple of hours on a Tuesday afternoon.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's what I have. So, you know what I mean? So if you can fit it in there, I'd help out. What? But if somebody turned around and said to you, if you're willing to help, that'd be fantastic. I mean, the under nines, they train every, Tuesday and Thursday night. You know what I mean? That's about 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock in the evening?
8 o'clock in the evening.
Like when the soaps are on.
So that's the middle of the night. Would they not do it at 3? No, they're in school, you see. And the other parents are in work. And you're I'm free at 3.
Oh, don't know about that. Yeah. Or, what about weekends? Oh, God, no, me. Weekends.
Weekends?
I mean, they're very precious to
me. You're joking. Should I be at the local for you? And then Saturday, that's my day off. And then Sunday,
So
I wouldn't want to be, I wouldn't want to get, I'd do one a month maybe or something.
The keenness to volunteer.
It sort of, it pulls back,
And again, especially when somebody volunteers in a rush of sort of,
a gush of emotional.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they think, I could help out with the something committee, whatever it is, right?
Never do that.
The text comes in.
The local towns or something.
The first meeting of the community liaison
this
group.
This Thursday, 7 o'clock.
And you're, oh,
Jim,
yeah.
Would you bring a cake? Someone bring sandwiches. Eddie's doing the chairs.
And all of a sudden what did
First item on the agenda is the local speed bump and how dangerous it is to people with shopping trolleys. You're like, oh my God. I literally couldn't care less.
All these people who say they'd love to volunteer.
Yeah, when it comes down, they'd love to volunteer. As long as everyone that's homeless in the area wants to eat at 3 o'clock and I have a sandwich handy.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
We're no great fans of Coldplay. I don't even know why. I mean, they're not
some of the stuff. I believe the concerts are out of this world. I believe the live, I believe they're fantastic.
Well, as if this family wasn't causing enough controversy, there's now controversy about their concert, their big gig that's coming to Luton, right?
Okay.
So what's the controversy? Well, football fandom is mental, as we know, right? So they're going to Luton. Now, Luton are big football rivals with a team called Watford, right? We all know Watford.
Oh, it was Elton John's birthday during the week, wasn't it?
The other day, the owner.
Wasn't he famously the chairman for years?
The chairman of Watford, or whatever. For years. So, Watford's colours are yellow, right? They wear yellow when they play.
I see where you're going
now,
with this.
Now, Luton Town hate
Watford.
Therefore, they really have a problem with Coldplay, Yellow, the song Yellow. Now, they like the song, they hate the title. So they've started a campaign to ask them, could you play the song but just say Orange instead? this is
campaign. Fantastic. Yeah, so they want Coldplay's lyrics to change.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the gig in Luton.
Yeah, and the mayor of Luton is now saying, actually, this is a pretty good idea and wants to get involved. And the manager of Luton Town has said, you know what? I'm onto this. Yeah, he supported it as well. Labour politicians have come out and said, absolutely, yeah. I see no harm in it. I can't see why. So Chris Martin can go.
So it's one of their biggest hits.
Yeah.
Like it is one of Coldplay's biggest songs.
Oh, it would
Yellow,
be, yeah.
Right?
It's the first one I think of.
And they just want them to change the title and the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
So for the gig when they play it in Luton. Or why not just say, don't play that song? Although I suppose it is.
No, they like the song. You can't have a
except for the bit that goes,
and
it
you can
was
be
all
yellow
too.
Because no, because Watford is 27 kilometres up the road and they hate them.
And they're yellow.
So they just want to go, and we could be orange too. This is the solution. I think this is great now. I really
To be honest with you, right? Mad as it sounds, if I was Coldplay, I'd get behind it. Because in fairness, that's going to be some atmosphere that if they change that and they come to that line, and it was all Orange!
You know, it's great.
It'll turn into it will be a proper football crowd. If they start changing that.
I love the idea that bands would have to change lyrics as they move around the world anyway. There's something very appealing to me about that. I just think it's good fun.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm blue, da ba dee. You know, imagine them playing in Cork and they're like, no, you have to see a red down here, you know. Yeah. I'm red, yes, you know, and, you know, and I'm mad in the head, you know, whatever it is.
What about if you were UB40 like, going in somewhere and, like, you know.
Blue wine.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It could go very strange.
It gets strange.
Simply Red, it'd have to be very selective about where they played their
wouldn't
gigs.
They? Yeah, yeah. Simply Purple when they're playing in Galway.
Simply Greenish with a slight hue of a white stripe going around the edge.
If they ever played Burr County Offaly, be a bit like that, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a great thing. And I love that, like, the sort of the dignitaries of the town are sort of getting involved in it and getting behind it. You know, the fact that they have the mayor and the local football manager saying, fair enough, yeah. You're coming to our town, you play by our rules.
And have Coldplay said anything?
They get the home strip. Coldplay, no, haven't addressed it at all.
Right.
I'd say they think the whole thing is absolutely ridiculous, but, you know, we are making it. Aren't they still coming to Dublin? Isn't there another big Coldplay gig? Or has that happened?
I have no idea.
We have to get them to change it to blue.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't say yellow anymore.
Yeah,
hard to argue. What?
Yeah, Croke Park. They are playing Croke Park.
Sorry,
yeah.
John was talking to me the other day. What's the... And yeah, but I mean, like... Yeah, you know, I mean, yellow's not... It'd be different if it was like, you know, Kerry colours, if it was green and gold or something. It was all green. You'd have to change that.
I guess so. Where you're saying, this is what you're saying, where there has to be a colour palette involved.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know...
And we could blue unless we're playing away, in which we're then white as well, too.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Children of Ireland listening. Your parents are liars when it comes to food. There's no doubt about it. They'd say anything to get it into you. Anything at all.
Right. Like what now?
Yeah, well, this is it. I'm looking at a whole list of these things. These lies that we were told as kids. Lies we believed until we knew better. Lies that some people still believe. And I look at Jim McCabe, who thinks cheese still gives him nightmares.
Sometimes.
No, it doesn't. It's one of those things people say. Cheese, you can't eat cheese before you get nightmares.
Well, it's a heck of a coincidence, isn't it?
It is a heck of a coincidence, but you have to remember, you have nightmares most nights.
That's true.
At the prospect of getting up and walking with me.
I don't know if mine are. I was just going to say are nightmares, really, because I'm not really having a nightmare. I'm just thinking about the next day.
Yeah, you're not even asleep. It's lying there going, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Anyway.
But stuff like bread crusts, if you eat your crusts, you'll get curly hair.
I remember that years ago.
And carrots can help you see in the dark.
Oh yeah, that was a famous one.
Spinach would make you strong. That was a big one. Do you remember that?
Is that not true?
Not at all. It was a Popeye. It was a cartoon.
It worked for Popeye.
It worked for Popeye. But then once again, I will remind you, Popeye is an animated character.
How dare you?
He's the world's strongest vegetarian, Popeye.
There you go.
Where's the other ones here? Those good ones. Oh, yeah. If you eat the seed from an apple, do you remember that?
A tree will grow in your stomach.
It'll come out your head.
Why didn't they want you to eat the seeds out of curiosity?
I have no idea.
Why did they want to put you off that?
I think it was based off another lie that if you eat the seeds, it would be acid or something.
Oh, right, okay.
So don't eat that. If you eat the apple core, there's the tree grows up inside you. Oh, James. There was one young lad that happened. He's got leaves coming out of his head and everything. It was one of those, do you remember?
Yeah.
And if you swallowed bubble gum, it'd be inside your belly for 20 years.
It would stick your guts together.
Stick your guts together, or stick your belly
guts,
to your
remember
ribs.
Remember when guts used to be an expression that just covered everything that was an internal organ?
That was right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It would stick your guts together if you swallowed chewing
And
them.
It's actually made out of cat's guts and all as well. Remember
that's
that?
Right, yeah.
Made out of cat's guts. It is. Yeah.
I assume this doesn't happen anymore. You don't get these kind of food lies anymore.
I think some people
would say it. Definitely, trying to get vegetables into kids is probably, there's somebody spoofing up there.
That's true, yeah, yeah. And then there's ones like kids that just want fish fingers all the time and all. So you tell them, listen, you know fish fingers come from a very weird type of fish that has hands. And they just, you know.
Have you just made that up now?
No, that was the thing.
Were you told that?
I may have been told a lot of different things. You know, I may have been told. I was definitely told that. With the chocolate milk, I wasn't told that one. You know, that's true, though. A lot of Americans, there's a large percentage of Americans
do believe,
think milk comes from cows
and chocolate milk comes from brown cows. that's very true. That's the most powerful nation in the world right there. Believing that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
They know nothing. You want to see. I mean, even like my other half, who's a very smart individual.
Yeah.
And you want to hear
scientists, no less,
talking about animals. Hasn't a clue. She didn't know that there was male names for animals or anything.
Right.
She didn't know that a bull was a male and a cow was a female. She was there like, they're all...
Aren't they just male cows and female cows?
Yeah, they're just all living there together. How do they get the milk out of your boys? Crazy stuff.
Come here, I never heard that one, and I'm horrified that that would even have become a food lie, that curly whirlies were just worms covered in chocolate.
Yeah, it's a good one though, isn't
that's
it?
That's never been a... That's shocking.
That's shocking. That's definitely one kid. That's one of the ones. That's like the ice cream van. Only plays the
now
music.
Now I have heard.
When it runs out of ice cream, it plays the music, so all the kids hear that and go, oh,
no,
again.
God, sold out again.
Can't believe
it's always on this road.
Never get anything like that. And I do vaguely remember this. It's like, why can't I have tea or coffee, you'd say to your parents? And they go, if little boys drink hot drinks, they grow mustaches. Do you want a mustache, do you?
Well, actually, yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I think I'd
carry
it
off. I'm not at eight.
I think I would have carried it off.
Going into school with a Burt Reynolds on you.
Mind you, I mean, again, I know we've told the story a few times, but it is a belter. The best food lie ever was what your mate, what his dad did on him. With the jelly.
That was
still the greatest one
when
ever.
When I think about it, that was so cruel, like, that he went in, he ate the raw jelly. We all ate raw jelly back in the day. It was the closest thing we could get to sweets.
I mean, do people even do that anymore? Have jelly, you know, the jelly block that you have to melt with the boiling water?
I honestly don't think so. I don't know, but he used to eat it, and then he ate it once again. And his man goes, that's it, your father, I'm going to tell your father. And he was scared of himself. His dad came in and just heard, didn't go mad at it, just walked straight over and picked up the phone. Hello, Beaumont Hospital, put me through to the jelly department, please. And he was like, "What? Yeah, he. I have a young lad. He's after eating it again, yeah." And he goes, "Oh my god, is it that serious? It is that serious. Good lord!" And he gets the young fella. He goes, "I'm after talking to the hospital. They says if that jelly sets in front of you in your stomach, you'll die."
Oh my god! He says, taking a twist.
Brought him into the room. He says, "The only way to stop this happening is that you have to lie on your back and don't move in the dark, and like for an hour or whatever it was. And then you know, if you're lucky, you'll make it. You know." And he said he was lying there in the dark with his hands out, crying and his tears going down past his ears. And he thought, the worst thing was everyone would know he died a greedy boy.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at
InsureMyVan.ie. Right, there we go. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. That's, I almost forgot the name of the show there. Oh Lord. Right, so that's it. We're heading off now to enjoy our... Well, you're going to have an Easter egg fest, I assume.
I'm going to have an Easter egg fest. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have an Easter egg fest. I'm going to make the most of this now, and then go out and enjoy myself and hold it.
Are you though?
No. Probably not. I just wish. I hope to. I'm hoping to get to the match on Sunday. I'm hoping to get
the
to the
Dubs.
Match. The Dubs and Derry in the league final. I really want to get in there.
Yeah.
I have a ticket all just, you know, those issues. And going to watch the Bowls.
Why don't you become one of those
tonight.
Parents that, you know, wears their kids like a rucksack and all?
You're not allowed.
Are you not?
I was going to wear him.
Right.
Into Hill 16, but you're not allowed infants apparently on Hill 16, unfortunately, anymore.
You
used to be able
God
to.
God forbid you'd buy a seat.
You used to just stick your kids in your pockets and go into Hill 16.
That's true.
Yeah.
Kids would be lifted over things and passed down the crowd. It'd be like crowd surfing.
Mister, you wouldn't lift me over the storm.
Yeah, my dad's down at the front. Would you give us a...
I'd be like, I can't, kid. I'm using a key as a gun here. I'm in the middle of something.
Excuse me. I've got this piece of cardboard. I'm driving a bus
can't
here.
You see I'm driving a bus, young lad? You're a fucking Yahoo. Remember you calling people Yahoos? Imagine you called someone a Yahoo now. Like, you'd actually end up... You'd be cancelled, you know. Imagine, that'd be brilliant. Although Jim does it to me all the time. He's called me everything under the sun.
Ah, yeah, but I mean, it's not broadcast. It's grand.
My favourite thing ever when I got out of the hospital is still when I says, I'm not feeling great today. And Jim goes, here, you're not going mental again, are you? I'm not fucking doing another 3 months in here, you know.
Okay, technically, that's
great.
It's not going to appear in any textbook on the caring for mental health and stuff like that, but still, it's effective.
It's better. You know, so I'll tell you one thing Jim McCabe doesn't do. He doesn't ignore the issue. There's no, like, you know, it's not like...
Brushing it under the carpet.
It's not like we can't talk about it. He's like, come here, are you losing your marbles? What's wrong with you? Are you going Yahoo? Are you going Beelzebub, are you? What's going on here? You bleeding nitwit. Have you lost it? You have. You've lost it. Oh, Jesus. Here, bring in the lads of white coats again. This lad needs a whipping.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.